Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine. If you're a frequent visitor, if you download these podcasts from drhoffman.com, and you want to send questions or topics of interest that you'd like to hear me talk about, radio program at aol.com is the destination for your email, radio program at aol.com. Dr. Hoffman and I have already talked a little bit about this on Q&A with Layla. We were at a fantastic symposium that I pretty much go to every year. It's always in February, typically here in New York, and it's the Integrative Healthcare Symposium. And there's always great information with regard to health, wellness, and all of that. And a big topic or a lecture that I attended, given by Dr. Lynn Patrick, was on environmental toxins and the things that we need to watch out for. And I just wanted to note some of the highlights of that. There were really a lot of takeaways. It's really good information. And with regard to toxins in our environment, air pollution is a big one, as you probably know. So air pollution and how to avoid air pollution. Here's a little pearl for you. Dust control. A lot of air pollution particulate gets trapped in dust. So besides frequent dusting of your home, maybe you should be wearing a dust mask. It's probably a good idea, and certainly for those who are allergic to dust, wearing a dust mask is a great idea. Other avoidance measures of air pollution: don't use any scents in the home. Scents meaning aromas, you know, scented candles, those plug-in air fresheners. It's a source of air pollution. You're getting a lot of chemicals there that you really shouldn't be consuming. And you know, we're not just consuming when we're eating and drinking, we're consuming when we're breathing. Don't have any combustion going on indoors. That includes candles, incense, smoking. But did you know it also includes natural gas? It's supposed to be cleaner, right? But you want to make sure that you have the proper filtration, the proper fan, so that those fumes can be disposed of. Other ways to avoid air pollution, especially indoors, besides dust control, not using scented candles, all of that: don't have carpet. Carpet is treated with things like Scotchgard and no off-gassing materials. Your new sofa, and you've probably heard this podcast when I talked to Dr. Hoffman, when we had gotten our sectional sofa about 10 years ago here for the apartment, And I was going through the details of the order with the saleswoman. She said, "You want Scotchgard, right?" And I said, "No." I said, "Absolutely no Scotchgard." She stopped. She looked at me. She said, "You know, you're going to regret that. You will get stains." I said, "I realize that, but I don't want the Scotchgard. It's toxic. So you don't want any off-gassing materials like that coming from your upholstery, coming from your pressed wood. Maybe you're installing a bookcase or shelves, these pressed wood products and things. Use the real deal. Use real wood. If you're quite allergic, if you're quite chemically sensitive, you want to use more natural materials that don't off-gas. Porcelain, wood, maybe metals, like a stainless steel, things like that. And another big one, and this is something I practiced for years, I'm very happy to report, as I pat myself on the back, don't wear your shoes indoors. Yeah, you track in a lot of stuff from the outside. Pollutants are everywhere, and they eventually land on the ground, right? Besides any muck and schmutz and dried up dog poo, here on the streets in New York, not every pet owner is great at scooping up the poop or curbing their dog, right? So you don't want that stuff on your shoes, and you certainly don't want to bring it into your house. And especially if you have very young children at home, babies, toddlers, they're close to the floor. They're crawling around. Those hands are going into their mouths. They're ingesting this stuff. And that's another reason not to have new carpet, wall-to-wall carpet, any of that, because of the off-gassing of the chemicals that are used, whether they're stain resistors, flame retardants, any of that. And dust frequently. If you have an at-home central air system, HVAC system, you want to get that cleaned out at least a couple of times a year. You want to change your furnace filters at least every 3 months. You want to get the best type of filter for that system. You want to use air purifiers in your house, good ones. You want to use plants as well. Spider plants, Gerbera daisies are two plants that come to mind that can help detoxify the air. Did you know that the pollution in Beijing is so high that many people there are walking around with masks, right? They've actually done testing there on the ingestion of pollution. And there are certain dust respirator masks that have a lot of efficiency, can really reduce the amount of particulate that you take in. I'm not suggesting you go outside where you live or in the streets of New York wearing a dust mask or anything like that, but patients reporting symptoms after exposure to a lot of air pollution, such as that in Beijing, they report more headache, dizziness, cough, tiredness, things of that nature, irritation of the throat, a bad taste in the mouth. There are also cardiovascular changes that occur. Blood pressure can go up from pollution. Coronary artery disease, the inflammation that happens in your arteries, these could be reaction to pollution in the air. There are air filters and things you can use, right? There's all kinds of good information out there with regard to how to keep your indoor air cleaner. There are other pollutants. I've talked about some of these, but they're worth reiterating. Let's talk about bisphenols. I'm talking about BPA. There's about, since 2008, there's about 5.2 million metric tons of bisphenols in our environment. Where are they? They're in water bottles, plastic food and drink packaging. That plastic coating is coating the inside of your canned in your canned food. It's a can coating. And certainly your grocery receipts, that very thermally kind of very slippery receipt material, you know, that paper that I'm talking about, you're getting BPA there. And cash register workers in grocery stores or any other shops where there's a cash register, they can lower their exposure simply by wearing gloves. Isn't that great? So that's a good idea. So bisphenols are in the environment, but did you know that bisphenols are detected in over 40% of streams in the United States? They're found in over 90% of all U.S. homes. And that the average U.S. daily intake exceeds about 50 micrograms per kilogram a day. This is really something. So what does BPA do? It's a gender bender. It binds to estrogen receptors. It's a xenoestrogen. It behaves like an estrogen. And when we have all this additional estrogen in the environment that we're absorbing, in addition to our own estrogen, it could create a progesterone deficiency and therefore an estrogen dominance. We know about estrogen dominance, right? This is a real problem. BPA in the environment is also anti-androgen. It can mess with your testosterone, men. So if you've got low T, low testosterone, you may want to get checked out with your local integrative doctor, practitioner, naturopath, and be tested to see if you have toxic amounts of BPA in your system. BPA also binds to the receptors of your thyroid. It prevents activity of very important thyroid hormone. It reduces thyroid hormone production. And of course, any of these pollutants like BPA will cause oxidative stress. So, your plastic water bottles, your plastic storage containers for your food, don't use them. Switch over to glass. Your plastic water pitcher, switch over to glass. Your polycarbonate beverage bottles, not a great idea. These are BPA sources. Your plastic beverage cups. Did you know in your coffee maker, if you're using those one portion coffee makers like that Keurig brand, those little plastic cups of coffee that hold your coffee, that filter your coffee, it's a source of BPA. You want to be careful there. And guess what? And I fell for this trap too. Years ago, I bought BPA-free plastic storage containers. Yay! I'm not exposing myself to BPA. But there are other sources of bisphenol. And that's a problem. There are other letter bisphenols. And the true cost of bisphenols, infertility, obesity, diabetes, and that infertility is particularly in females. BPA levels have also been correlated with polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS, in women, and high androgen levels. And with regard to obesity, tenfold increase in urinary BPA was associated with an increased BMI, waist circumference. Wow. So, BPA, bisphenol A, blocks insulin receptor sites causing insulin resistance. This is how BPA in your environment can contribute to diabetes. If you have diabetes, get checked out. It's a tox screen that would only be done not by your mainstream primary care doctor. They're not going to know about this. These are particular tests that only an integrative and functional medicine practitioner would know to do, to check for any toxic levels of this stuff. If you are a woman of childbearing age and you're planning to get pregnant, go get all of this checked out so you can have a healthy pregnancy. BPA also reduces the effectiveness of many chemotherapy drugs that are used for breast cancer. Did you know? And there is a relationship found between bisphenol A exposure and attention deficit and hyperactivity exposure. ADHD children were significantly, the concentrations of that substance in ADHD children were significantly higher than those in the control group. Very interesting stuff, right? So, there's a lot of, besides BPA, besides bisphenol A, that I thought I was very smart in avoiding. Well, guess what? Those plastic storage containers likely contain bisphenol F and bisphenol S, which, guess what? BPF and BPS are more toxic. Oh, for crying out loud. So, BPA, BPS, and BPF. That's S like Sam and F like Frank. May be as toxic, if not more toxic, than BPA. This is not great. Higher cases of ADD. They did this in a sample of children from China. They also did this in a sample of children in the US. BPA exposure has also been linked to symptoms of anxiety and depression among inner city children. Wow. So, BPA may also be linked to the inflammation associated with colitis. So here, summarizing, bowel inflammation can be exacerbated with exposure to bisphenols, ADHD, childhood depression and anxiety, particularly in boys. That's interesting. Female infertility. And that infertility, not just infertility, you know, the inability to become pregnant, it has also been associated with miscarriage and IVF failure. PCOS, it's been associated with. BPA exposure has been associated with male testosterone levels, male infertility, male fertility. It's associated with obesity and diabetes. But here, what about another toxin? Phthalates. Let me spell phthalates. PH, which is silent. PHTHALATES. And the PH is silent, so it's phthalates. It's worldwide. It provides resilience and flexibility to plastic products. So, and because phthalates aren't chemically bound to the plastics, they are released into the environment, right? So, phthalates are another group of gender benders. Where are they found? They're found in personal care products. And I gave a lecture on toxins in the environment and detox and all of that, where I go through where you would find phthalates. Personal care products like cosmetics, shampoos, fragrances, plastic bags, children's toys, your garden hose, food packaging, raincoats, flooring, automotive plastics, adhesives. It's kind of everywhere. That rubber duck in the bathtub, the oven bags that you're using at Thanksgiving to roast your turkey, your vinyl, pardon me, your vinyl kitchen flooring, the plastic that your produce is wrapped in, that your meats are wrapped in. So it interferes with phase two detoxification. Phthalates are also found in dust, and they're considered the most toxic. So it's very important to avoid these products. Clean up your internal environment. It's very important. Ladies, beware of your cosmetics. Beware of the dust in your house and all of them. Clean up the environment indoors. This is one of the most helpful takeaways from the Integrative Healthcare Symposium that I took, you know, as far as important stuff that I want to share with you. Keeping all of these in mind. It's also associated with cancers because these are gender benders. These are contributors to your risk factors for cancer. Phthalates are also associated with obesity and insulin resistance. Remember, it's in our fat. It's in our fat storage, in our fat cells, that all these toxins are hanging out. Phthalates are also associated with thyroid function, ADHD. There was a study in a Norwegian mother and child cohort, and phthalates that were measured in mom's urine in mid-pregnancy, they found that the moms in the highest quartile of containing phthalates in their urine, they had a much higher risk of their child having ADHD. Similar exposures were found here in the U.S. So, very interesting stuff. Interesting takeaways here. And another thing that really got me, perfluoralkyl substances. Perfluoralkyl substances and the risk of type 2 diabetes. The stuff is found in our dental floss. We're going to have to do something different about our dental floss. Maybe visit your local health food store and see if there's something different. So, I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.